Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let your troubles make you cry. Don't waste a moment.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Little Atlanta Rhythm section bringing this back. Having a great visit with our good friend Stephen H. Baum. Stephen, with a P-H, Baum, B-A-U-M, the author of What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch, a leading vistage leader in the world and one of the smartest guys I know. Stephen, how do we find you?
My website is StephenHBaumLeadership.com.
StephenHBaumLeadership.com. So check him out there. Of course, you can Google him, and you'll find all kinds of brilliant things there that'll be indexed perfectly.
You got to put the middle initial in there, or you'll get the guitar player in Florida.
Yeah, he's not as handsome either. So put the H in the middle there, PH on the Stephen. And so check all that out. All right, Stephen, we've been talking about getting people to deal with change, to deal with it in a way that is productive, to look around. You got to take the blinders off. You got to think outside the box. I hate to be so cliche, but you know, sometimes cliches are right, aren't they?
Well, the two pieces of this that are hardest to do is to get an outside-in look at your own company, is to go talk to prospects or
that
customers.
That hurts sometimes, doesn't it?
Or hire somebody to do it who's not connected with the company. And
right.
The guys who have succeeded have gone from an inside-out look to an outside-in look. They have somebody help them look in the mirror. That's the first thing. The second thing is, having that in hand, they challenge their assumptions. And that's also hard to do, because you've set those assumptions from years of success.
Mm-hmm.
But what worked in the last 10 years may not work in the next four, as you described. So they've changed their assumptions. I do want to focus back in on something you asked me about, which is this question of time to be a CEO.
Yeah.
If you think about it, the people in a small business don't know the same people the boss does, the owner knows. They don't usually move in the same circle. They don't know what the boss knows.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's only one person in this small business, usually, who knows a lot of people who who are more worldly than the rest of the gang, and who knows what the owner does. If he's not spending his time looking, you know, 4 months out, 6 months out, a year out, if he's not causing an outside-in look, he's going to be firefighting forever. There isn't going to be any change.
Those are the people who refuse to accept that they have a role, not a full-time job maybe, but a part-time job in the role of CEO.
So I suggest that the way to get at this is with some small practical experiments, what I call field experiments.
All right.
If in fact you have any meeting with your people, try something different. Try meeting with an additional brain in the room. Try having somebody else run the meeting besides you. Carve out an hour in your schedule every week to sit by yourself and think about what you would like about the company to be different next week or next month, next year. Try small ways.
How about ask yourself those three questions we asked earlier?
Ready are you?
Turn those questions around. Say it again.
How, on a scale of 1 to 10, how ready are you to change?
How ready am I? Ask yourself
that question. In this case,
how
ready am I to change?
Look in the mirror.
The second question is, what would it take to make me do something different?
Uh-huh.
And the third is, what kind of help do I need from whom in order to move from wherever I am on that scale to one step up?
Or let me ask that question another way. What do I have to do to get out of my own way?
Well, that's right. That's right. Because if you're basically the enforcer in the business, keeping it exactly the way it is, why would you expect it to change?
Well, and getting out of your own way doesn't mean you fire yourself or you do something bad. What actually it does mean that you fire yourself from the job you're currently doing and promote yourself to a job that nobody else can do.
Well, even there, small steps, baby steps
matter.
So I have a guy who ran a $4 million business that's 10x that size now.
Yeah.
And he asked himself the same questions, and his first answer was, I'm going to give something I do to somebody else to do this week. I'm going to offload something. And I'm going to charter them right so they know what I expect as a result. And I'll take a chance that they'll fail. I won't give them anything that's a bet the ranch. But I will begin to give some of the stuff I do to somebody else to do. That small step liberated him.
Right. Right. Stephen, this has been outstanding. Really, really good stuff. Folks, I told you we'd get smarter when Stephen joined us.
Stephen Blasingame always makes me think.
Stephen P-H. Stephen with a P-H H in the middle. Don't forget to put the H in the middle. B-A-U-M. The book is called What Made Jack Welch Jack Welch. That's Stephen H. Baum, leadership.com. Stephen, come back again real soon. We missed you.
I'd love to do that.
Thank you for being here. Good job. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. But in the meantime, let me remind you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.